Before the pandemic hit, Norwich Meadows, a 230-acre farm, 3.5 hours north of New York City, sent most of its organic fruits and vegetables to restaurants. The rest went to farmers' markets and its CSA. It is not a small farm, but the wide variety of crops it offers has saved it. "We don't mess around," said David Kadish, the owner of Norwich Meadows, on his approach to planting a huge number of crops, including ground cherries, an addictive candy sweet tomato that he helped establish as a garnish at Chef Forward restaurants. Now that few chefs are looking for clever garnishes, Norwich Farms has come to rely on the Union Square Green Market to sell sunchokes, radishes, lettuce, and purple carrots. It has also developed a robust delivery service. Near the farmer's market in the now-shuttered restaurant, Loring Place, furloughed cooks, bartenders, and waiters assemble boxes of produce for delivery to Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and suburban Westchester County. Mr. Kadish has also expanded his CSA, transitioning in 3 weeks from offering a box of vegetables and recipes to a market box that includes his produce and products from other Union Square Green Market vendors. His success hinges on his 6- and 12-month subscription boxes, which provide cash for Norwich Farms to plant, harvest, and distribute in the coming season. Mr. Kadish said it was promising that 400 customers signed up in the first 3 weeks. Recalibrating has proved considerably more difficult for commercial operations like Crescent Duck Farm. In early February, weeks before there were any known COVID-19 cases on Long Island, Doug Corwin began to scale back production at Crescent, where his family has raised birds since 1908. He had been closely following news about the outbreak in China. "When I saw them building that hospital in Wuhan, I started reducing my supplies of breeding stock and eggs," Mr. Corwin said. "The last thing I want is to have product stuck in the freezer. All the better chefs want it only fresh."